for TFW Mobile.
Four HKS. Mobile.
For TFW Mobile. Good morning.
Hope you had a good weekend, you and Miss Susan.
Weekend, can't complain. How about you, Miss Elise?
Was busy most of it, but it was a good weekend. Good busy.
We spent yesterday during the rain, we spent it canning up some meats.
And this time?
Got like, I don't know, 12 jars of stew beef and like 9 of chicken. 6 of turkey, 3 of pork.
Still busy then.
Another time and watch the pot and everything, but it just makes dinner so much easier for Susan when we do that.
It sure does.
And cook you a little bit of rice, make you some gravy, and warm up the meat, and you're good to go.
When you're warming up the meat, how do you warm it up?
What she's doing with it. I mean, she may put it in the frying pan with some gravy, or she may, you know, we may warm it up in the microwave, or just various different ways, depending on what she's doing. She may put it in a pot pie or stew or something.
Roger that. I just didn't know which way you were warming it up, microwave, or if you were frying it, or some other way.
Some other way, because Susan's not too much on using the microwave, especially for dinner.
Have to sit down and figure out how to can that meat. That's something I've never done.
Costco on Saturday bought some like stew beef and picked up some chicken breasts and that to just dice up and put in there, because I mean it just seemed to have supper ready in 20 minutes.
Big deal. That sure helps a lot when she's working, I'm sure.
Maybe on a work day, we used to be done eating, walking the dog, cleaned up the dishes before 6 o'clock. And that stew beef is pretty tough, but, you know, reading up about it, you get it temperature over like 220-something, it starts breaking down really, really fast. And last time I did it, man, you ain't never had any meat that was that tender.
Nope, I'll have to try to remember that.
Pretty easy. I mean, you just stuff the jars, clean off the rim, threw in a little bit of pickling salt, you know, pepper, onion salt, garlic powder, and then just sealed it up and pressure canned it.
I've never canned any meat, canned all kinds of vegetables, but never done any meat, so I'll have to experiment with that a little bit.
Now this year, with Susan having more time off, we'll be able to can up some vegetables. She wants to do that. Last year, I just did a little bit of green beans and potatoes mixed together in a quart jar, and man, those were really good.
Good. Said I'm gonna have to try that out.
A lot of people, you know, they do that just to put it up, but we just do it to make it a lot more convenient for dinner time. And that we also got one of those, I think they call it a pressure cooker XL, kind of like a big Instapot. But that thing really, really does a good job. We used it 3 or 4 times the last couple of weeks.
Saw that thing? You broke up there a little bit.
Our pressure cooker XL, but it looks a lot like an Instapot.
I'll have to do some research on that one then. Never used a pressure pot to do any canning.
They call it a crock pot on steroids. I mean, it's got a lid on it like a pressure canner, but the pot is more like a crock pot, although it's made out of steel. But you can put a frozen 3-pound roast in there and throw some seasoning in there, and it'll be done in 30 minutes.
Adding a little bit of pressure will do the stuff to heat it up.
A bunch of mixed root vegetables, you know, potatoes and carrots and stuff, and that threw them in a pot. In 10 minutes, we were eating.
Did that pressure cooking, ain't you?
How to do it now. Didn't have to try to learn it when I really need to do it, right?
Hey, roger that. It's always better to practice ahead of time, no matter what it is.
I ain't in my bad spot. I'm KN4 TFW.
Well, Andrew's at this morning.
Camping up in West Virginia over the weekend. He probably took the day off, don't you reckon?
For HKX. That's very possible. I hadn't thought about that. I forgot he went camping. But he may have taken the day off.
Maybe go camping and not take the next day off.
Time he got back in, I guess, because after you get back in from camping, especially on a wet weekend like yesterday, and everything's got to be put out and dried and cleaned and then put away.
See some snow.
May have up there that far up where he was at.
I didn't pick up truck about to pick off the front of my vehicle. No sense in it. Don't know what the deal was. Changing lanes, and he wasn't even clear.
Busy on telephone.
K3JCA.
Good morning, Miss Sally.
Good morning, Miss Sally. Good morning, Miss Ashley. KN4TFW.
Good morning there. Patrick, Sally wanted to know how you knew she was awake.
We're on the radio.
Yeah, that was the same thing I was going to say.
Nothing.
My face this weekend, that was a good treat.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure to put a face to a name and a call and so forth like that. So, yeah, of course, Sally and I had to wait there. You met Ashley.
Sometimes that's the way it is. You got to take the opportunity when we have time, don't we?
You ended up, I think you said you won like 30 jars. Was that like chicken, stew meat, pork, and something else, or just the chicken and the stew meat that you did like 30 jars?
It's 30 jars total. I think there was like, I don't know, 12 stew beefs, 9 chicken. What'd I have? I had 3 cans of like a pork tenderloin. And then 6 jars of turkey. It was like turkey breast that you buy at Lidl, and I put a half of a breast in each jar. So that'll give us, you know, 30 dinners.
It looked good yesterday when you sent me that picture of them jars there sitting there. So I want to talk to Sally's mom. She's getting ready to move closer to our house. We found a new apartment complex that she may be able to get into. So I may try to go out here and get my hand at a few things of canning just to make things easier for her.
Now doing that just, you know, kind of put up some meats, but then it just makes it so much more convenient. I mean, that stew beef is so tender when you cook it that way. And open up a packet of gravy and cook you some rice, and bam, your dinner in 30 minutes without a lot of work.
Yesterday, I threw in we had a London broil buried in the freezer, and I put that London broil in a pot roast in a crock pot and let it cook all day yesterday. And then last night, Sally made some plates up, so we'll have for her mom and like dinner today or lunch today, whatever. But we got like 3 or 4 days worth of the food out of it.
Well, Dad, I'm trying to get my freezer down a little bit. We can't hardly put it in there, anything in there, and then stuff gets down at the bottom, and then, you know, it never gets cycled out. So at least this way, you know, if the power goes out, the meat is still good, and, you know, basically you can eat it right out of the jar.
That's what I'm thinking about doing, so I'm going to try my hand at that here. Plus, we're almost, I think, got our freezer done, a chest freezer. And I think I'm going to break down and buy Sally an upright freezer. It's easier to organize.
Come on in here, Patrick. KN4 DFW.
I was just listening, and yes, the chest freezer is much easier to order, or upright is much easier to order than a chest freezer, that's for sure.
Put stuff on the top and you organize it, and then a day or two later, it's like all that stuff shifts its way down to the bottom because what you were looking for was on the bottom, and so you go moving stuff around, and then you forget what you have in there. For a while there, I had a list taped to the top. That way we knew what was in there, and it, of course, people forget to scratch things off the list and stuff like that.
The way to do something like that is you've got to go through it so often. The guys might have to make the jump over to 285-KO4-HK.
FWQSY.